29.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Another question I've heard asked a lot about this is, you know, isn't it hypocritical for the president to attack Mitt Romney's record at Bain Capital and yet hold fundraisers and take donations from...
No, the issue is, if you, those folks aren't running for president. They do not believe that their experience in their line of work wholly qualifies them to sit in the Oval Office and be commander-in-chief and make the kinds of decisions on the economy that a president must make.
That's White House Press Secretary Jay Carney answering a question from Jake Tapper from ABC News about why the president doesn't think it's hypocritical to attack Mitt Romney about Bain Capital while he's having fundraisers and accepting millions from other private equity firms. Presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From Current TV, Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, talked to economist Paul Krugman, who says Mitt Romney's work at Bain Capital ought not to be considered as a qualification to be president.
Do you think those ads and attacking Mitt Romney's credentials for becoming president, is that fair game?
Totally. The whole premise, if there's any case for making, you know, Mitt Romney was a one-term governor of Massachusetts. Why should he be president? And his answer is, I'm a businessman. I know how to run things. I know how to run this economy. So his business career is perfectly fair game. It is totally worth pointing out that, yes, he made a lot of money. He made a lot of money in ways that were often not good for workers. That's certainly worth talking about. And it's also totally important to point out, as President Obama just did, that what a president needs to do is not what you need to do if you're trying to make a bunch of money for private equity investors. You're trying to, you know, a private equity fund that manages to lay off a lot of workers and save money is making, you know, is doing a good thing. A president who presides over the same thing is being destructive.
I thought it was a great point today. You said precisely, this is exactly what the point is.
Right.
That you need to pick somebody who's going to be concerned about all and not just making profit. The Democrats right now are worried that the Republicans are going to sabotage the economy. And that was, there was an AP story out today about that. Is it possible for political figures in a short amount of time to sabotage the economy for the purpose of winning an election?
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, there's actually a fair bit of evidence that the debt crisis, the debt ceiling crisis that we had, actually was a significant hit to the economy. That the Republicans, by playing chicken over the debt ceiling, actually knocked us back, that we would be some distance further along in recovery if that hadn't happened. So, yes, if a political party shows that it is willing to do anything to just make trouble, sure, that's going to be bad for the economy. And, yeah, since it shouldn't be, voters should be having a long-time horizon, but realistically, the, you know, the pace of job creation over the next few months is going to have a big bearing on the election. Republicans have every incentive to make mischief, to do bad stuff.
Of course, they would say that it's because of their philosophy of austerity.
Yeah.
And in your book and in your columns, you have said that, yes, you have to deal long-term with the deficit, but if you have austerity now, it will damage the economy. You should spend now and austerity later. Become a fiscal hawk later. Right.
Right? And, yes. And that's, and which is, I mean, we have just had what amounts to a massive, I like to say, a massive unethical human experiment in the effects of austerity policies in a depressed economy, and has confirmed what we should have known to begin with, which is slashing spending at times like these is a terrible thing. It makes the economy much, much worse.
So you have said in this book that, using as an example the cuts to the public sector, that if you had a $300 billion infusion for those public jobs to be taken back, we would have a significantly lower unemployment rate, and that would help to get us through this period.
Right. A lot lower.
And how politically feasible do you think a $300 billion stimulus would be?
I think the way to phrase it is, this is not a stimulus, although it is, but not as, you know, we're going to do all kinds of stuff, but as a... We need those school teachers. We need those firefighters. We need those police officers. We are starving essential public services. There are potholes in our roads.
Isn't that exactly what Grover Norquist would like to happen? Starve away so that the private sector then could pick up where the public sector left off.
But I do think that Republican, that right-wing rhetoric depends upon people believing that the public sector means bureaucrats doing God knows what.
Up next, more on the attacks flying back and forth between the two presidential contenders here on the Talk Radio Review.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
It's Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-piece set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-piece set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day mattress sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The hot hits in talk radio, and the number one hit this week again, probably the presidential race. Here's host Ray Dunaway talking to political reporter Walter Shapiro about how each side is going after the other instead of talking about the issues.
If you're Romney, what do you see him developing as his pitch?
Well, his pitch is pretty obvious. Barack Obama had 4 years with the economy, and people are still hurting. And then you throw in the I know how to create jobs, which is an argument that worked better, I think, in the Republican primary than it may in the general election. And then the third thing you throw in is the fact that Barack Obama doesn't understand the capitalist system and wants to impose things on the system like national health care.
Walter, he and it seems as if, to the frustration of some people on the Republican side, that he's really not making Obama personally a target. The Reverend Wright thing came up.
This is a little like Democrats in 2004 saying that George W. Bush's record in the National Guard should be the big issue in the 2004 campaign. Nothing sends me around the bend more, because the history of modern American politics is you have one shot to challenge a non-incumbent candidate for the president based on the records of his past, whether it's Jeremiah Wright, whether it's George W. Bush and his absentees from the National Guard. Once they are elected,
that's it.
Anything that happened before their presidency will not be a major issue, no matter how hard partisans try in their second term for office. And the reasons are obvious, Ray.
Then they're done.
You're against Barack Obama. There are so many good reasons based on the last 4 years
right.
to be against him. Much like if you were a Democrat in 2004, there were infinite reasons based on his presidency to be against George W. Bush.
So you bring up the National Guard, which turns out to be questionable, I suppose. And so there, on the Obama side, essentially, as you're saying, Romney says, look, he's had 4 years. He's been a failure. He hasn't gotten the job done. Now give me a shot. What Obama, I think, is saying, and it comes out of your article, is, in fact, he's saying, look, you know, we got started on the right path, but I need 4 more years to get further down the road.
Well, there is that, and then the second argument is Mitt Romney doesn't understand people like you. He comes out of Bain Capital, which destroys jobs.
Which, whether that's true or not, and of course the fact is one of his biggest bundlers was the guy who was the head of Bain, I believe, at the time that steel plant in Kansas City got closed.
Let us merely say that consistency is not the strongest point of any presidential campaign.
Host Sean Patrick, Cassandra Bozzore, and Jim McKinney talked about Florida Senator Marco Rubio saying that President Obama was the most divisive figure in American politics.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio over the weekend slammed the president for, quote, being the most divisive figure in American politics. The person that, quote, using the quoting fingers, the man who today occupies the White House and is running for president is a very different person. We have not seen such a divisive figure in modern American history than we have over the last 3.5 years. That's a great amount of time, by the way, to use. I was thinking if you're going to say, use words like the most divisive figure in American politics, you might want to span a little bit more. And I can think of there's enough blame to go around here without, you know, just singling out. I mean, obviously, we're in a situation where politics are the name of the game, but, at the same time that Rubio's saying stuff like this, I'm sure that the president's party will, you know, the Democrats, could probably turn around and say, well, John Boehner is the most, or Mitch McConnell is the most, because, you know, of the divisiveness there. So, it's the political game. I'm just wondering, is this something that Rubio said in order to try to sneak himself ahead in the VP?
Make himself relevant?
Well, that too. I don't know.
I mean, he's loved in Florida, so, I mean, like, really loved. And, I mean, he's also of a minority background, so he's a different candidate. I mean, he has, you know, Cuban roots, and so he is a different perspective rather than everybody wants to say Republicans are old white dudes. But, I mean, as far as divisive, I mean, I think, in my personal opinion, he's Obama, in my lifetime, is the most polarizing and dividing president that I've ever lived to bear under. And so, I mean, especially somebody that based their campaign on unity, you really don't have to be a genius to sit and look every week with there being a new issue, whether it's, you know, Republicans hate women, Republicans hate poor people, Republican. I mean, it's so, there's no unity at all when it comes to this guy. And he says that he wants it, he wants compromise, but he really doesn't. If you don't go along with what he says, then you hate somebody or something. And that polarizes Republicans that just disagree with his policies. So as far as divisive, I think he's the most dividing president ever.
Really?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, let's talk about what it means to be divisive. Now, if we're talking about, I mean, if divisive means that you have people, half the people are very much in favor and half the people are very much against, well, I mean, there's really no competition that George Bush has been certainly more divisive than President Obama, in my opinion. Now, if we're talking about just divisive, about what the word divisive or the word polarizing means, then Marco Rubio certainly could not have been conscious during the years of 2000 to 2008, or he certainly has selective memory that he forgets the George W. Bush years.
Okay, we'll pause here and then shift to the NATO summit in Chicago, protesters, etc. Next up on the Talk Radio Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth.
I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know that we are basically monitoring most of talk radio, the issue-oriented talk radio, and that includes the NATO summit in Chicago. Lots of coverage of that. Here are our hosts, Don Wade and Roma, talking to Ed Henry from Fox about how the city of Chicago handled the protesters and other visitors during the summit.
We got an ad in the Chicago Sun-Times this morning and also the Chicago Tribune. Full-page ad. Self-congratulations from Rahm Emanuel. Well, he didn't call it self-congratulations. It's a letter, an open letter to dear Chicagoans. Our city's greatest asset has been its people, and it's because of your support and hospitality. Blah, 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 blah. The whole page. Thank you for a great summit.
And the fact is, it was a ghost town.
He spent our tax money to buy full-page newspaper ads to say, boy, what a great summit. And the small businesses who had no business because everything was shut down, they want to hang him.
Hotels.
Look, Rahm did a great job. Just ask him.
Yeah, always.
Well, it didn't turn out to be violent, which was good.
Well, it was a little bit.
Yeah. There was a little bit of that. And, you know, in all seriousness, I teased the mayor because he obviously used to be the White House chief of staff, someone we all covered. And, look, this is an aggressive guy, a guy who doesn't mind taking credit, but he also, it should be said, works his butt off to make sure that things are a success. And so, you know, being inside the city, you know, there was obviously some people a little bit tense about some of the protests that got violent. It seemed like, you know, police kept it relatively under control. You're right, it was sort of a ghost town, so maybe it made it easier for things to run smoothly. But it did run smoothly, and I noticed that the president must have mentioned the mayor about five or six times in that news conference I was at yesterday.
Boy,
so all
it.
In all, a big success for the city.
Talk host Steve Gruber with Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about the end game for Afghanistan and other results of the NATO summit.
I'm not sure President Obama came out of Chicago with everything he wanted. We have an end game. Combat, quote, will end at the stroke of midnight on December 31st, 2014, except that, well, the French won't be there, and that's a bit of a problem, don't you think?
Right. I mean, the president is trying to balance a couple of things. He really emphasized at the press conference yesterday that he'd gotten some agreement among the NATO allies, but France, which just had a big election, is not going to stay the entire time and starting to pull out far before then. So even though the president has pledged to pull out by the end of 2014, said that's it, we're going, they face a lot of challenges coming up to that point. And especially as we begin to turn over the lead role in combat to the Afghan forces, there are going to be a lot of potential for problem in the coming months.
Well, the new French president, Omand, a socialist, elected here just recently, first socialist president in 20 years. France apparently not interested in austerity moves, not interested in finishing the commitment they made in Afghanistan. What kind of problem does that present to this president or any president going forward? What is the French problem going forward?
Well, I think going forward in France and in Europe, generally we're seeing some questions about how committed the other troops are going to continue to be. I mean, France saying they're going to pull out early is a relatively big deal. I mean, that could send a signal to our other allies, which is one reason I think the president was so careful to stress all the unity at the end of the press conference when he made remarks in Chicago yesterday.
And we'll see how that plays out. But again, combat will end at the stroke of midnight on December 31st, 2014, according to President Obama and the NATO players that will remain on the team. $4.1 billion has been pledged to the country going forward each year, but so far the only other commitment is $110 million a year from Canada, so that's a little short on what they need.
Okay, after another brief conversational moment, we'll shift to the Facebook IPO.
Do you hate commercials? Even this one? Even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption? You'd like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. But there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back in. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Now we go to the Facebook IPO, where, let's see here, the concern on talk host Scott Sloan's part is with a financial advisor named Ed Finke. They talk about Facebook stock not coming close to living up to the hype yet.
Is this what's known as a Kardashian stock? Is it the honeymoon ended rather quickly?
I think it's more like Geraldo Rivera opening up Al Capone's safe. You know, it was so hyped,
right?
And then there was nothing there. And, you know, Scotty, as we talked last week, this thing was priced for perfection. I mean, initially the initial price was supposed to be $28 to $34. And then when they saw how much hype was being built up around it, they raised it to $38, at which point about 180 million more shares came from the insiders who said, you know, we'll take all that we can get. So if you look at the $28 low end originally to the $38 IPO price, that's a 35% increase already. How much more could it get coming out of the box?
And you said that, too. You think it's peaked. Do you peak at the IPO?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there were people predicting that would be $100 to $150 share, you know, within a week. I didn't see any possible way that was going to happen, although there always is the greater fool theory, that whoever's going to buy the shares from you is going to be a greater fool than you were for buying it in the first place. But you know what I think? I think the retail investor was smarter than all the wizards on Wall Street because they sat this one out.
Yeah, they just said because, well, you know what the thing is? It's interesting is, and I watched part of it the other night, that movie, The Social Media, that details the founding of Facebook and the whole lawsuits and all that stuff. As you watch the movie, and granted, it is Hollywood. It's probably not that accurate, but you get the sense, and a lot of people suspect this too, that Mark Zuckerberg certainly an iconoclast, but I don't think he's going to take orders from shareholders. I don't think he cares. And I think if it's your money and you're investing in that, and you're not going to be reactive to your investors, I don't know if I want to buy it at 38.
Keep in mind, in spite of all the shares that were sold, he still kept over 50% of the vote. So it doesn't matter. You could be the largest shareholder.
Doesn't matter.
You know, outside of Zuckerberg, and you still would have no say in how that company is managed.
Here are host Richard Day and Deborah Feinstein talking to financial analyst Jill Schlesinger from CBS about whether those who invested in Facebook are suckers.
Jill, I know you saw the New York Post headline that said Zuckers. Are we all a bunch of Zuckers for buying into this IPO?
I gotta love that New York Post. Well, it depends, and time will tell. So, yeah, okay, 11% down on the second day of trading is not great. But you know what? This is a long road ahead of this company, and I would not be so quick to judge. You know, last week I was saying, don't buy, be crazy. I'm still telling you not to buy because I don't believe in buying individual stocks because I'm basically a wimp. But I would say it seems a little bit too early to kind of ring the death knell for the company.
How much more can Facebook grow, Jill, and how quickly?
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to my tech geeks over at CNET. They say to me that there is huge growth available. I mean, they say India and China are major markets. They say that not just display advertising, but this non-traditional advertising stream, like these deals they make with game makers like Zynga, they're huge. And most importantly, you know, Facebook has really not done a lot with mobile, and if they come up with a mobile strategy that strikes a chord with the consumers, that could really be a huge gateway for them. So look, do I think that buying a stock that's valued at 57 times their projected earnings is a good deal for anyone? No. But would I start to sell something short that has a company that has done what this company has done in 8 short years? No, I wouldn't do that either.
So then is that what makes Facebook different from some of these other much hyped tech IPOs that came and went and really fizzled?
Well, you know, what makes them different is that, listen, they got 900 million users. That's number one. Number two, they have not just users, but they have probably about half of those users who are loyal users and stay on that site. They also own technology that is kind of the gateway to get into other sites. So they've got tons of information. And I really, I would hate to see us declare victory or defeat after 2 days of trading. It's really short-sighted. And again, doesn't mean I think you should go pile in to buy Facebook stock. I still think it's pretty expensive. But 6 months from now, we're going to know a lot more about what's going on in this company, a lot more about how they will proceed in trying to exploit new areas of revenue. Again, just remember, this thing did not exist over 8 years ago, and it is now one of the most successful, or at least the richest IPOs in the history of the United States.
Right. I guess we can all agree that Mark Zuckerberg's a pretty smart dude.
Yeah, exactly. I hope he had a prenup, though, with that. Well, you know, he just got married, and so the investment advisor in me said, gosh, I hope he got a prenup. I know it's not romantic, but it is $18 billion, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's see here. What's up next on the countdown? The verdict in the Rutgers trial. That is next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Gear up for summer at Sports Authority. You'll find amazing savings on everything you need to make the great outdoors even greater. And when you join the league, our new rewards program, you'll earn 5% back on your purchases. That's 5% back on grills, tents, boats, bikes, plus summertime styles from brands you love, like Adidas, The North Face, and Nike. Save big and officially start your summer at Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
My report is about Alexandra Scott. She opened a lemonade stand to raise money to fight cancer. Lemonade. Her friends all over the country wanted to help. They raised over $1 million before Alex died of her own cancer. Life gave Alex a lemon, but she made lemonade.
Inspiration.
Lemonade.
Pass it on from
the foundation for a better life at values.com.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, features a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Memorial Day weekend at Ace, get a Craftsman cordless trimmer blower combo. Was $119.99, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
Or pick up Miracle-Gro 2 cubic foot potting mix, $9.99 each with a $4 mail-in rebate available. So get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace stores May 25th through 28th may not be combined with other offers. Limit 2 rebates total for Miracle-Gro purchases. Additional conditions apply. See store for details.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hot Hits and Talk Radio, we're in review mode, and our attention now goes to the verdict in the Rutgers trial. Nancy Grace talked to activist James Duke Mason about the extremely lenient sentence that was handed down to the student who posted a video of his gay roommate, and then the roommate killed himself.
The jury hands down a verdict of guilty. Guilty. In the case of this young teen who heads off to Rutgers University to study a higher education, his parents sacrificing and saving their entire lives to send him to college. Only there he meets a roommate. A roommate from India, Drun Ravi, who then proceeds to launch a tirade of jibes, of mocking, humiliation, ending in a live broadcast, streaming broadcast, watching the roommate during his first sexual encounter with a man there in his dorm room. The teen commits suicide, taking his own life following the humiliation of the live broadcast. After a jury brings down the hammer, the judge sentences him to only 30 days in the county jail. That is what the teen's life was worth. With a possible sentence of 10 years behind bars, this is making a mockery of the justice system. Joining me right now, activist James Duke Mason. James, thank you for being with us. I'm stunned at the sentence.
No, well, I absolutely agree with you, Nancy, and I may not be a judge, so I don't know exactly how long this guy's sentence should have been, but I can tell you that the ruling that came down today is nowhere near what it should have been. And, you know, referring to what you were talking about before, I think you're absolutely right that someone like this should be deported from this country, because I don't think that someone who comes here and discriminates against American citizens should be allowed to remain in the country. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And James Duke Mason is joining us, activist. And the thing is this, James, I don't care who the victim is. I don't care if he is Caucasian, African-American. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's straight. I don't care if he's green from Mars. What he endured and the humiliation was uncalled for. It was wrong. And again, the sentence, you say you're not a judge? Well, you can read, right? The criminal statute says up to 10 years for this crime, the crime the jury convicted on. What would the outcome have been, James, if the victim had been a female, a young teen girl that had had a live webcast of her first sex encounter ever there in her dorm room? Sent out to God knows who to watch live. Everybody's sitting around laughing, watching live, and then she kills herself. Would the sentence have been different, do you think, James? I do.
I don't know. I mean, I absolutely think that must have something to do with it. And I think that, you know, I think there's no question that this was a hate crime. And that, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of people say, well, this wasn't such a horrible thing that happened to Tyler. There must have been some other thing that led to his suicide. Well, I think there's something pretty severe about having your sex life broadcast to the entire world. I think that for a young gay teen who's already insecure and already feeling discriminated against, I mean, no, there's no question that this was premeditated.
Host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas argue about the trial and the 30-day jail sentence the judge handed down, especially light since the judicial guideline called for a sentence of 10 years.
The latest chapter, and maybe not the last chapter, in a story that America has been following since 2010 when Rutgers student Tyler Clementi jumped to his death off the George Washington Bridge in New York at the age of 18 years old. Clementi's dorm roommate, Darun Ravi, was convicted of using a webcam to secretly film Tyler making out with a man. And this is something that Tyler Clementi discovered when he read his roommate's Twitter feed. So Darun Ravi faced up to 10 years in prison for invasion of privacy and bias intimidation. So remember, Tyler Clementi's suicide was a separate act, and Darun Ravi wasn't convicted of anything. It wasn't convicted of anything close to murder.
At least that's how the court saw it.
That's right. So before the sentence, we were all leaning in to find out, you know, between nothing and 10 years, what could this young man get? A man who didn't seem to show a lot of remorse in this trial. The mother of Tyler Clementi, Jane Clementi, came in front of the judge and asked for some severity. She talked about how she learned the dozens of times that her son had gone back to Darun Ravi's Twitter page before Tyler ultimately killed himself.
The frustration and turmoil must have been growing faster than the speed of light in Tyler's mind. It appeared from the evidence that this was probably the last thing Tyler looked at on his computer before he left his dorm room for the bridge on Wednesday, September 22nd, 2010. My question is, why didn't his roommate just request a roommate change? Why was he so arrogant and so mean-spirited and evil that he would humiliate and embarrass Tyler in front of his new dorm mates, the very people Tyler was trying to meet and become friends with?
Not just arrogant and mean-spirited, but evil. Mm-hmm. Not just a callously cruel teenager, but evil. That's how her mom described Darun Ravi to the judge. Well, Darun Ravi, the defendant, has a mom, too. His mom, Sabitha Ravi, also went before the judge, before the sentencing, and talked about how she has shared the pain of a boy who she feels has had his life shattered. She talked about him living in hell, losing 20 pounds since this case began.
As a mother, I feel that Darun has really suffered enough. My 20-year-old son already has too much burden on his shoulder to face for the rest of his life. I strongly believe the Honorable Judge will give him a chance to try his best to lead a normal life.
I watched his videos yesterday, and I listened to him again putting the story together. Tears in my eyes again. I mean, just
right now.
Right now, the nightmare of a mom, of both of these moms, but including this mom who is the powerlessness she feels, whatever her son did, whatever dumbass thing he did at age of 18, to sit there and, you know, she's just his mom.
Yeah, but you know what? She still has her son. I have no sympathy for this lady who says, oh, my poor son has lost 20 pounds and he's got to deal with this for the rest of his life. You know what? He can deal with it. The other son is gone. I don't understand our system where ignorance of the law is no excuse, but apparently ignorance is a pretty good excuse.
Well, the judge decided to sentence Darun Ravi not to 10 years in prison, but to 30 days in jail.
30 days.
30 days as part of 3 years of probation, 300 hours of community service, a $10,000 fine.
Up next, NASA combines with the private sector to reach into outer space on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so the Talk Media, the focus here on this unique program, the only one of its type, taking apart a lot of the things and trying to put them together so you understand what most people are talking about. That includes SpaceX's historic launch of a rocket up to the International Space Station. From CNN, Brooke Baldwin talked to Richard Branson about private businesses taking over in outer space.
I don't know if you stayed up or woke up early to see this successful Falcon 9 launch, but from a private enterprise perspective, how exciting is this for you?
It's tremendously exciting, and huge kudos to Elon Musk and his whole team. They've done a fantastic job. And it now means that, you know, Virgin Galactic, as a private company, has had Spaceship One in space. You've had Elon, another commercial spaceship company, has had a successful, extremely successful launch. And it is the beginning of a whole new era of spaceship travel. So a very, very exciting time ahead, I think, for all of us.
You know, I covered the ending era of the space shuttles, the Atlantis launch last summer, and it just got me wondering how NASA felt this morning, right, seeing this SpaceX rocket launch. So here is the Administrator Charlie Bolden speaking about that just this morning. Take a listen.
Hopefully the stories you tell today and tomorrow and the weeks ahead will be stories about victory and triumph, because, you know, the future will have some difficult times. But today, it's a time for the United States, for SpaceX and the NASA team to celebrate.
So they're celebrating. He's obviously hoping we'll have boot prints on Mars in our lifetime. My question to you, though, thinking ahead, is space tourism. And talk to me about Virgin Galactic. What is it? How many people do you hope, space tourists, to get into space?
Well, look, in the very first year of Virgin Galactic's operations, we should take more people into space than Russia and America combined have taken in the history of space travel. So, maybe 500 or 600 people in our first year. So You know, the great thing about the commercial sector doing this is we can do it for a fraction of the price that government-run companies have done it in the past. And that's obviously, you know, good for the American taxpayer. But also, I think, you know, we've got wonderful, innovative people, a lot of people who used to work at NASA, who are dreaming big. And I think there's going to be tremendously exciting times for people who actually want to become astronauts, want to go to space. And there's going to be exciting times for, you know, deep space exploration.
Here's radio man Chet Walker with CBS News' Peter King. They talk about SpaceX and how it's a natural progression from the private sector.
We live in amazing times.
Well, yeah, we do. But you know something? Let's put this in perspective. NASA doesn't build rockets and spacecraft. NASA never has. What it has done for the past 50-some-odd years is give exact requirements to companies to build spacecraft and rockets for them. So this is exactly what we want you to do. What they've done in this case is, years ago, they said, we need private industry to build something that can take supplies and maybe eventually people at the International Space Station. You guys figure out how to do it and get back to us. And what they do now is basically buy and lease those spacecraft from companies like SpaceX, which launched the Falcon 9 rocket and the Dragon spacecraft this morning from right here. And, you know, it's the new wave, commercial industry basically taking over low Earth orbit and the supply runs to the International Space Station.
Now, this is a demo, so apparently they have to do some tests before they actually get within proximity of the space station?
Absolutely right. They have to basically have a 2 to 3 day shakedown cruise, make sure all the guidance and navigation works, the engines, the tracking, and yes, even the abort system, so if something goes wrong, they can pull back quickly. Once they've tested all of that, and by the way, everything so far is working fine, they will approach the space station on Thursday to fly around, do some more tests, and if that goes well, the station's robot arm will reach out, grab it in midair, and bring it on in.
Wow. Now, what's on this particular rocket?
Well, they didn't want to put anything vital and irreplaceable on there, so there is nothing vital or irreplaceable, but it's all useful stuff for the space station crew. I mean, there'll be some personal items, there'll be some experiments, there's a laptop computer, there's food, clothing, other supplies, but again, none of it that can't be replaced if something goes wrong and they can't dock or, you know, if they get stuck in the wrong orbit or whatever.
And is this the one that has something rather odd on it, too?
It depends on what you're talking about. Were you talking about the cremated remains? Yeah, there are a few of those that were actually on the second stage of that rocket, which either dropped back into the ocean, burnt up in the atmosphere, I'm not sure which, but, you know, the most famous person with cremains on there is Scotty James Doohan from Star Trek.
Find out what the story behind the story is. Countdown Box is on the front page at DougStephan.com.